This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've been talking about The Day That I Learned My Father's Heart, Part 3 today. You're going to love this. I'm going to give you a militant love so you can understand from a militant side, okay? Before we get to that, I want you to think about what's going on in the world today, namely in New Zealand. Just conveniently watched the video of this lone wolf that governments need on Facebook Live go inside of a mosque and shoot it up. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something just for those that don't think things through. This is how you create wars. We're going to find out that this was some black op in the coming days. And it's interesting how the media has already got their perpetrators coined. And guess who it is, friends? It's Trump supporters, the good guys. Remember I told you at the very inception of this man's administration that they're using Donald Trump, they're targeting Donald Trump, not so much to target Donald Trump, because he's the point man, but to point the finger at his followers. What's happening in New Zealand? Isn't it interesting the mainstream media on a global basis, which is owned by six corporations worldwide, CIA controlled, are all accusing this guy before knowing a thing about it. You remember Ruby Ridge? Who'd they blame, friends? Randy Weaver? Hey, do you guys remember Waco, Texas? Remember David Koresh? Remember how they sold it to you, America? See, they're creating chaos, friends, so they can bring in order. They want people disarmed, period. That's what they want on a global scale. Because gun owners are their stumbling block, their opposition, the problem that they're having on a global scale. Do you remember Columbine? Remember how that was sold to you? In spite of over 100 eyewitnesses that said there was more than two shooters? You can even go online and watch the kids, even today, say that there was more than two shooters. Remember how that was sold to you? Las Vegas. Remember how that was sold to you, America? And then we found out otherwise? And I can go on concerning these black operations, friends, that are taking place on a global scale. They create the problem, folks, and then they come in as the problem solvers. Okay? You create order out of the chaos that they create. And that's exactly what's happening again on a global scale. You can mark my words. When you can go online and capture a video of a guy, and I'm not saying that there's not some lunatic that might try to do something like that. No, it's in fact the truth. But over and over and over again, how many times has the media been busted, the FBI been busted for changing the narrative, for covering up the crimes that they were involved with, only to accuse law-abiding citizens so they can disarm them. How many times have they been busted doing this, friends? What about the theater shooter in Denver? Remember how that was sold to you? And then what we found out later on, it's all aimed at gun owners. They use criminals, friends, because people don't think for themselves. And then what they do is they use a guy that goes in a situation and he shoots somebody up regardless of where or when, friends, concerning the past or in the present. And then what they do is they use him. See, and the people don't think about what's going on here. It's a criminal that committed the crime. And again, there's the CIA-controlled media already setting the narrative for you. How many times have they had to go silent after the facts came out? And yet the people on a global scale let the media get away with accusing the law abider for the crimes of the lawbreakers. I'm just asking. It's exactly what's happening here today. Folks, when you can watch online a guy go into a mosque, a church, whatever the situation is, and watch him shoot people up, innocent people up, you can better bet your bottom dollar, friends, for your good, understand what's going on. Nothing new under the sun. And how many times does that have to happen in your lifetime before you finally wake up to who's responsible for what's going on? And who the media continuously accuses of the crimes. And it's going to happen with this one too. As a matter of fact, there's information coming out concerning this New Zealand shooter right now. That he was a total, as you have been taught to believe, a total leftist. A friend's lawbreaker. He's lawless. Of course he is. He just committed the crime. But they're accusing what you would call the right for the crime. They're accusing him and calling him a Trump supporter. Trump has nothing to worry about because he's already hard at work in America here trying to disarm you. Don't forget that. But on a global scale, friends, you need to keep in mind, this isn't about accusing Donald Trump. This is about accusing everybody that follows Donald Trump. This is about accusing law abiders. This is about disarming the American people. This is about disarming people in New Zealand and on a global scale. And you can rest assured, friends, that the media is going to milk this for everything it's got until the truth comes out. See, the truth is like that lion, friends. You don't have to help it along. You just let it loose. He'll take care of himself. But I have the question that I want to ask the American people in 58 countries that are listening to me right now. 53, sorry. How many times do you need to be lied for? How many times do you need to be lied to? How many times does the media need to be corrected for their blatant lies? You already know that they're lying. They're doing it again, America. And they're doing it today because you let them do it with Randy Weaver in Ruby Ridge. They're doing it again. You let them get away with it. They're doing it again, friends, because of you letting them go with Waco, Texas. Okay? And who did they blame, friends? Every single time. The law abiders. The law abiders. Right? Hey, Columbine, friends, you let them do it. They're going to do it again. You're adding strength to tyranny every time. You're painting yourself in a corner. Your backs are up to a wall. Hey, folks, Las Vegas. You let them get away with it, and they're doing it again today. What do they do when they're guilty? They just go silent, friends. And it's exactly what they're going to be doing in a couple days here. You can mark my words. We're going to find out that it's someone trying on the inside, some covert operation through some government agency that went in and committed the deed only to blame the good guys for their crimes.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Let me do you a favor, friends. I didn't mean to go off on the New Zealand shooter, but someone just sent me the video just a couple moments ago, and I said, what a convenient little job he did. Camera and all, friends. Camera and all. You know, it was Dr. Joseph Mengele, however you want to say it. I've watched several documentaries on this heinous criminal who's in hell where he belongs. And they all say his last name differently. Just so everybody knows, I study a lot of old English, just for the record. So if something comes out and it sounds a little bit different than the way you're hearing it, it's probably proper or it's just not. There's no in-between nights with Bradley's speech in my delivery. Dr. Joseph Mengele, German SS officer, said, "The more that we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're doing it." Let me say this again. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. I got a question for you, friends. Mass shootings. Who starts the fire? Well, who has to gain after the crime? Who profits? Who's garnering more control? Hitler did it all the time. Stalin did it all the time. Mao Zedong did it all the time. They would create the crime. They'd send out their little brown shirts, go commit the crime. And then they'd play the problem solver in front of the people. Well, history shows us over and over again that dictators are the ones responsible for committing the crime so they could what? Wield more power over the people. And why would they do something like this in New Zealand? Because they want to disarm the populace. Just think about this, friends. You've taken on the mentality that when a criminal commits a crime with a gun, that it's okay for your government to disarm you. That it's okay for you to stand back and allow the media to attack you for the crimes of the guilty. That's totalitarianism. Okay? Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and army general politician Marcus Licinius Crassus established a personal firefighting force, okay? When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all around surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history through his extortive measures. And this leads one to ask if he was responsible for starting the fire since he made such a gain from all of these crimes. Of course he was. Hey, friends, I want to say this to all of you people. First of all, I want to say this. Jesus Christ is Lord, number one. Every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. No question about it. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Read it when you get a moment. Okay. I'm a preacher, first and foremost. I'm right, because that's what the Word says, and He answers my prayers. Period. Okay? When you see stuff, I want to reiterate this point. When you see stuff that you just seen in New Zealand, where a man walks into a mosque and shoots a bunch of people, there is no better way to start a war. I want to ask all groups of people that are being played by the dupes of ill-designing men in the higher-ups. The 300 people that we're told that control the world, they don't control Jack. They're just being used to bring about chastisement and judgment upon a people that refuse to be ruled by God. Because if that was the case, we would have 6 billion, 7 billion people in this world turn around and deal with the 300 that rule the world if that wasn't the case. Okay? They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what the world population is doing. They are allowing them to create wars on both sides. It's when the people on a global scale, not just in America, but it's when people in prospective countries across the world understand that it's the media being used to create all of this divisiveness. They are being used to create wars. And then in the background, you have bankers that are financing both sides of the wars. Who gains? The bankers do. Because people didn't figure it out. But in America, we have all this light and all of this knowledge. And in America, we all know who the bad guys are. We all know, for the most part, who can be trusted and who can't be trusted, what agencies are actually legit and which are not, but simply going back to the law and saying, wait, what is their validity here? Are they legit? Constitutionally, if they are not, then you need to remove them. If not, then you're asking for trouble, and it's trouble that you've got. Now, I want to go back to this again. Dr. Joseph Mengele, German SS officer, however you want to say his last name, said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Folks, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Let's go to September 11th real quick. Who profited from September 11th more than your government? Who created all of those agencies that are attacking you today, 18 years later, under something called the Patriot Act? Your government did. How many times were we warned about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the things that they have said behind closed doors? And Bush said it right in front of our faces that he wanted a new world order. Over 212 times he told the people he wanted it. And he said order out of chaos. Who would know better than him? Look at his daddy. And look at who his daddy is. And look who they supported. And it's for the world to see, and yet the American people took that George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. were Christians. And that's all you had to do is ask who was Grandpa, and why was he indicted in 1942? Because he was financing Hitler's war. Oh, you want to talk about a stupid people. Americans are so high on their horses, and the fact of the matter is, they're dumb as a bunch of rocks. And they may be smart in the head, but they don't have the heart to do anything about it. They're cowards. That's what this comes to. And I'm talking to the foreign countries that look to America as being the light of the world. I want to tell you something. This is not the light that we're talking about. I want you to listen to this, and I want to highlight this because I want to get it over with during this segment. Do you remember... But you know, I can give you a prime example. It just came to my aid. Remember Fast and Furious? Remember who was actually running those guns to the Mexican drug lords that killed 300 people? Yeah, Obama and criminal attorney Eric Holder. And do you remember what happened? 300 people were killed, including a Mexican beauty queen. And Obama's over there a month and a half later. And what did he do? He went over there and he blamed the American people for the crimes that he was busted for. Prime example of what I'm talking about. Prime example. Remember they said it was meaningful action? Yep. They wanted to take away guns from Americans, friends. They wanted to shut down gun stores. That's what that was all about. Who was responsible for committing the crime? Your government was. What about the Batman shooting in Aurora, Colorado? It also happened to coincide with the same time as the negotiations of the UN Small Arms Treaty. Pay attention to the timing, friends. Because the timing is impeccable, and they can never let a good crisis go to waste, friends. Who's creating the crisis? Do you remember the Sikh temple in Wisconsin? You remember what we found out later on after that shooting, right? What about Tucson, Arizona? What about Columbine, as I said earlier? Folks, we cannot but help see the similarities taking place across the boards. And we're going to find out the same thing here. Conflicting news reports on what happened, who did the killing, and the number of shooters. Remember this. I'm in 1 Kings and 2 Kings. Conspiracies always, 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 always take place within. Why? Because then they're easily controlled. That's why you have so many different stories after assassinations like that of Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, or Robert Kennedy, or shootings like this in the present. Yeah, they're confusing the people on purpose. That's how you control a conspiracy. Okay? You weaken the people that want to know the truth. You know, I mean, here you are, America. You have assassinations in the United States of America. Just go to John F. Kennedy for a moment. Why is it that your government has sealed the documents concerning what really took place there all the way up until 2025? And by the way, why is it that Donald Trump actually redacted George Bush until he was dead, which he still has not released? Are you paying attention, America? Are you paying attention to what's going on here? Oh, and by the way, George Bush Sr. just happened to be the head of the CIA. And isn't it interesting that Harry Truman said that he would have had nothing to do back in 1947 with the CIA if he knew that it was going to be the American version of the Gestapo? Are you paying attention, America? Just asking the question. You have a media and you have a government so apt to point its finger at innocent people when, in fact, if you would pay attention to what's behind their finger pointed, you would find out who's responsible for the crime. By the way, Sikh Temple, Columbine, Tucson, Arizona. Now, you remember when these shootings took place? Eyewitnesses in all of these massacres said there was more shooters than the media maintained, indicating the shootings were coordinated and planned. Same thing with what took place in Parkland, Florida, friends. See, that's why Facebook, Twitter, and Google got involved, because they wanted to put a blackout concerning the information by omitting the information that they did not want you to have, because it contradicted eyewitness accounts. Okay? And keep in mind that teacher in that school in Parkland thought it was a police officer armed to the hilt shooting at the students. That's what we were told. And you can watch the videos online even today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton's reaction to two mosque shootings in New Zealand that left 49 people dead and wounded more than 40 others during prayer service.
We're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand. We've been in touch with our embassy overnight. We're still getting details. The State Department and others are following up on it. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can, if there's any role that we can play. But we're obviously following the events there very closely.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks from the White House this afternoon. The White House has been tight-lipped as far as what the president will be talking about, although it's expected he will discuss vetoing a congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You know what, friends? I want to say this, too. Isn't it interesting, going back to highlighting what's going on over in New Zealand right now and how they're using people against people? They're coming up with all these different groups. Isn't it interesting how tyrants, they create the gods, like Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, to control the people? And everybody would follow their gods, and it would divide the people. Well, let me tell you something. You know how you unify yourself? You submit yourself to the Christ. That's what people on a global scale need do in this life, because they're going to do it in one way or another when they take their last breath. Uniting ourselves under God's moral law, friends, exposes the enemies within. And we already know who the enemies are. But we have the enemies pointing the finger at law abiders and the innocent people as the enemies. And they want to brainwash you into believing just that. We need to wake up and pay attention to what's going on here. Divide and conquer. If it's not through politics, then it's through religion. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Who's behind all of this, friends? Wicked, wicked men working for what? The enemy of their souls as well as yours. It doesn't get any more stupid than that, does it? Nope, it doesn't. I want to move over to... Oh, you know what? I also wanted to tell you, did you hear recently? This was just yesterday. Tim Brown actually posted this, again, trying to wake up people that don't know the difference. But Trump supporter Alex Jones, nobody cheerleads Donald Trump more than himself, than Alex Jones, sorry. Nobody does. Nobody cheerleads Donald Trump more than Alex Jones. Did you see what Alex came out and did yesterday? Finally, he's lamenting Donald Trump that he hasn't kept his core promises. Of course he hasn't. Donald Trump's not a promise keeper. He's the deceiver. He wants you to believe what he's saying is true, but yet he hasn't delivered. and where he has delivered, I'm still waiting for that information. Where he hasn't delivered and where he's turned on the people concerning this promise is doing the opposite of what he says. I can deliver. 1-866-582-9933. I can deliver. Trump supporters can't deliver. Because we're judging him by his fruits. But now Alex Jones is letting his listeners know, just so you know, that he's lamenting Donald Trump because he hasn't kept his core promises. Of course not. The conservatives, what are we going on, 2 years now, friends? I don't have a calendar in front of me. A year and a half, 2 years now, are just waking up because now they're noticing that what he says and what he does are two different things, two different stories. As a matter of fact, did you see that I just got an email here. You know what? Nobody does fundraisers like politicians. I mean, first they steal your tax dollars, reallocate them to programs that they create and bureaucracies that they create, and then 24/7 I get emails from all of these politicians begging for money. Well, Donald Trump, by the way, for those that didn't know, just announced that he plans to veto the Democrats. See, again, divide and conquer. Who wins? The bad guys? Whoa, how's that work? Well, because you haven't woken up. You haven't awakened to what they're playing out on you, friends. Inspired resolution to end the national emergency and halt production on the wall. Donald said, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking. Got a question for you. Who profits from crime? How many times has the CIA and the FBI been busted for drug trafficking, friends? How many times do they need to be busted before you figure out what's going on here? And trafficking into our country. Who's again, in a lot of ways, I got to say this in all truthfulness. Hey, friends, we got a drug problem in this country. Who's buying them? The American people are. If you don't buy them, hey, folks, there's no demand. They're not going to supply. Okay? But look at this. They're going to stop the border, the wall from being built right now because Donald has to deal with those Democrats that he supports, by the way. What are you talking about? Well, friends, do a little homework on Donald Trump and corrupt politicians that he has supported up until the point that he became the president of the United States of America. You want to talk about a bold-faced liar? You want to talk about he's not a politician, he's a businessman. I'll tell you what, he knows politics, doesn't he? He sure does. He calls them out all day long for their hypocrisy, but yet he's a part of it now. Nobody wants to call him out for it. I just wanted to share that with you. Isn't it interesting how Barack Hussein Obama, before he became the president, was reported? I don't believe he ever denied it, neither, by the way. But he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. The American people knew it. 325.7 million people knew it. And from the first day that he got in office, the first day, he began to attack America, and the American people let him do it. But yet they stand back when Donald Trump easily has the support of the American people. Easily. That's a fact. Easily. And he wants to play the victim to the media. He wants to play the victim to the Democrats. Hey, wait a second, Donnie. You got the law on your side. Enforce it. How come you're not enforcing the law? Hey, where are all those prosecutions that you were going to bring forth? And what happens? We watch him on film say the exact opposite to the world. He says one thing on the campaign trail. He gets into the people's White House, and then he acts out for who he really is. Folks, it's just a fact. I don't care if you... Hey, folks, facts don't care about your feelings. And facts are stubborn things. And nobody, again, can deny a thing I'm saying. I can deliver. Can you? 1-866-582-9933. Still waiting. Still waiting. So they're going to stop the building of the wall, just to show you how this works. Okay? We have illegals flooding into America going back to right after that shooting at Parkland High School. 2 weeks after that, March for Our Lives around that time period. They have March for Our Lives. March for Our Lives. Donald Trump behind that march that weekend, which was pre-planned 2 months before it took place, before the Parkland shooting ever happened, friends. They had permits for that march. Remember how people were saying, man, it feels like this was all pre-planned. It was pre-planned. Because behind March for Our Lives that weekend, Donald Trump signs a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill under national security funding, illegally funding the very people that are coming into the United States of America right now. And funding Planned Parenthood. And so many, and why did they do that, folks, behind March for Our Lives? Because they wanted cover. When are you people going to wake up? You're praising the very people that are betraying you. You're allowing them to kiss you as they betray you for 30 pieces of silver. And what's sad about it is these people that think that they're in control and they're having the time of their lives and they're making all this money and boy, how stupid people are. No. You got to understand, you're stupider. Because you're the ones being used to deceive the people, and the people should know better. But they're following in close pursuit. And that, by the way, that way is wide, isn't it? It is, sure. Yeah. There's a way that seems right unto a man, and the end is death. And it's exactly what we're seeing. Death to a nation. Because people are allowing these that they love to destroy. And they're not going to stand up and say a thing to them, are they? Nope. Not at all. You know, you see all these people in this country today that are being lured in by bills that Donald Trump just signed. You know, if you don't want them here, then cut off welfare. What, 93% of the Muslims in the United States of America right now receive cash welfare? Why are they coming in? Who's supporting them? And I want to say this too, and I want you to hear me carefully. I'm saying something, same topic, but I'm talking about a branch off it. Concerning the trunk of the topic in which we're speaking. Isn't it interesting, friends? Isn't it interesting that these people that are coming into the United States of America from foreign lands in Minnesota and California, other states, politicians want to give them amnesty. They want to give them undocumented aliens. They're illegal, friends. Okay? They want to give them license. They want to give them welfare. I want you to listen to me carefully. Why are they alluring these people in here, the illegals? I want to tell you why. Because they don't have the support that politicians want you to believe that they have. They don't. Hey, folks, if it wasn't true, why are you still free to do the right thing today? They want these illegals to come. And by the way, who's alluring these illegals in? Illegals. Criminals. Politicians. Transgressors. Lawbreakers. Outlaws. They're alluring these illegals into the United States of America as if to suggest lawlessness pays off. I don't know how that works. But what's of note, friends, is the fact that you have criminals alluring criminals into this country. And the reason is because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. But I'll tell you what, incrementally it's going to build up where you're not going to be able to resist. Let me say that again. But incrementally, friends, they're building it up so you get to a point where you can't resist. That's what this is about. They don't want to alarm you. That's why they have bread, and that's why they have circuses to keep you entertained out of your freedoms. That's why the big football game pulls in 60 to 80,000 people, maybe 100,000 people. Or what about the basketball games? Now look at all of these other sports they're creating, friends, that are just nonsensical. It's like, really? A round piece of metal like a puck on the ice? Those men acting like that? That's a sport? Really? I mean, you can't make this up. Or how about this one? The Indy 500. The cars start at the starting line, and they finish at the same line. And you're entertained with this? A car going in a circle over and over and over again. And isn't it interesting? If it was so interesting, then why do they have to entertain you every 3 minutes to keep your heart set on that which steals away?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again. Folks, we kind of got caught up on this topic, and it needs to be addressed. It really does. And I just kind of want to change up just a little bit. I'm going on a live chat here, and I want you to hear some of the stuff that some of these people are saying, folks. We have one guy saying that... which applies to the conversation in which we're having right now. I don't know where these people... You want to talk about confused? Listen to this. When the law... This is somebody talking in live chat right now. When the law becomes unlawful, the lawful must become outlaws. It's your duty. The law never becomes unlawful, friends. That's confusion. The law will always remain like the Medes and the Persians. It changes not. And then we had... I came in behind that during the break. And I said to one of the comments, again, you need to hear the mindset of people. But this guy said, if it wasn't for lawlessness, we wouldn't have a country. Make the distinction between, brother, law and policy. Because policy follows law. The law will always remain. And let me give you a quote by John Locke. He was, along with Charles D. Montesquieu, and that of William Blackstone. Matter of fact, if you go into the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota here, you can see above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, a huge mural of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. God's moral law is always perpetual. It's never going to change. Never. The word of the Lord endureth forever, period. And the seed of the righteous is forever as well. But when you turn around and you walk out the door, right above the threshold of the door, you see a quote by John Locke. He said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. The law, folks, is within the people, written in their hearts by the Holy Ghost, who bears witness to the truth. So it's when you forsake the law, you take on tyranny. You don't redefine the law to policy. It works the other way around. I remember, case in point, a guy that I admire greatly, who had said that everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. There was nothing legal about what Adolf Hitler did. He's not the law. They put their hands on the Bible and swear to God and man, swearing to uphold their republic, their constitution, that was supposed to be ruled by law. Going fast forward, dissecting the poison that's being spewed on live chat right now, so people can clearly understand what's going on here. During the Nuremberg trials, in May of 1945, President Harry Truman, the very first thing that he said, to begin those proceedings, to judge war crimes and war criminals, that wanted to say they were just doing their job by obeying Adolf Hitler. They weren't doing their job. They forsook their God first and foremost. And they obeyed a tyrant. They gave themselves to tyranny. And they said they were just doing their job, and they were doing his killing for him. No, they weren't doing their job. They were just as much as traitors to the people that they were supposed to serve as Adolf Hitler was, if not more, because they were the ones pulling the trigger. But during those proceedings, friends, the first thing Harry Truman said, the President of the United States of America, in May 1945, he said, "The laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here." That's exactly right. That's right. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Okay? And don't get mixed up. Wherever policy contradicts the law in this country, so you know, it's unconstitutional, and therefore it's null and void. Thomas Jefferson said this, quote unquote, he said it's nugatory. But this guy on this top chat, going back to him, he said, if it wasn't for lawlessness, we wouldn't have a country. You are incorrect, sir. Okay, it was the law. Then he said it was called overthrowing the existing government, a.k.a. the monarchy. Yeah, overthrowing the tyrant who would not be ruled by God. I said back to this guy, just for the record, making clarity, and hopefully this helps you as to what's going on today. I said to him, I said, what school did you fail to go to? I said, I never in all of my life heard of anything so foolish, ever. And I said, if you keep spewing out your poison, I'm going to ban your particular chat. Because I believe a lot of times people, you have people like this that will get involved in there and try to confuse people. Well, I want people to be clear on what's happening in this country. I said back to him, I said, Thomas Jefferson, by the way, established the law. I said, what are you talking about? Concerning our forefathers being lawless? Not at all. They were lawful. As a matter of fact, they were the ones that established the law that we have to set us free. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, again, we just shot from the hip there, got caught up into that. I want to talk about probably this on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. And we'll get back to it because I got two more segments of this. But the day that I learned my father's heart. And it's important that I get to that. And again, the only reason I got caught up into what I got caught up in today is because somebody just sent me the video of this New Zealand shooter. By the way, they're blaming you, America. They're blaming you, gun owners. They're blaming all of you Trump supporters, all by design. And you can mark my words, folks, this is Black Ops. We're going to find out. Everything's not going to line up. And this is where their narrative's going to fall apart. And then all of a sudden, they're going to try to jam through some unconstitutional bills in an attempt to disarm you. By the way, we just heard yesterday, folks, from this criminal, Lindsey Graham, who said, now some of the Republicans think that we should disarm the people. You don't have a right to disarm anybody, dude. What are you talking about? You've been sold down the river, America. And just in time, this happened before the shooter, friends, the New Zealand shooter. I seen this yesterday. Oh, now some of the Republicans, but okay. See, folks, either you're going to throw off corrupt politicians, or else you're going to allow them to strip you of your God-given rights. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're stripping you of your God-given rights. And why are they doing it? Hey, folks, they're not being stripped away, folks. In the sense of there's nothing you can do about it. You are forfeiting your God-given rights. Because when you look at the Bill of Rights, those are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But now all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, and this is a reoccurring theme, by the way, someone will say something and then before you know it, there's, the bill is just waiting in the winds to be passed. And, conveniently, the right crisis came about and they resurrected and they passed that bill, just like after Parkland. And we still have yet to see the videos. Whoa! Read Luke 11:21 and 22 when you get a moment. Why are they so adamant about disarming you? Hey, folks, Donald Trump just talked about all of these criminals coming across the borders. Why is it that he's so adamant about working to strip you of the Second Amendment rights? When are you going to wake up, America? What are you talking about, Brett? Are you kidding me again? I waited for phone calls. I can produce. Can you? You want to justify the unjustifiable. I can justify the truth of the matter. But see, the problem is people don't want to hear it. And it doesn't matter because the Spirit of God will not be straightened, period. By the way, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Also jump over to Twitter, Bradley Dean 1EE. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube just posted a brand new video. There's several hundred videos up. You can check those out. Also got a video out there, friends, talking about no longer are police that come in to disarm, to confiscate guns. They're no longer police officers, friends, that work for we the people. Now they have become agents of the state. That video has gone viral. Check it out on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, because that's the case. That's the fact of the matter. You can also, you could have given us a call, but you failed to do so because, again, what I'm telling you is information that's settled and it's cemented, folks, in facts. And you know, it's absolutely amazing, no matter how many facts you come out with concerning people's favorite politicians, they just see no evil, they hear no evil, because they just love that guy. You know, it sounds like Aaron, man, that, you know, what they didn't want Moses, they wanted Aaron who created the golden calves and said, you know what, these be our gods, O Israel. And keep in mind that Aaron did what he did because he feared the man, he feared the people. Too many cowards in this country. Let's stand up and do something about the issues at hand. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.